Welcome to Whispers of Oxenfurt. Here's Whiskey, Wine, and The Witcher, where we pretty much live comment on the Netflix Witcher series. We are here for episode 7 of season 1, Before a Fall.
We won't lie to you. Brett is drinking wine right now. I'm drinking a Truly, so we're not going to lie to you there. There are definitely spoilers. That is for sure going to happen. Spoilers not only for the last episode of the season, but as well as just Witcher in general.
Yeah, but anything too big that's from the books or anything like that, I probably won't do it, or I'll give a big warning. But absolutely everything from this season. So with that out of the way,
we're just going to go ahead right into it.
Yep, get it set up. Again, we're going to do a little countdown. We will sync up with the beginning. So, I guess there's no point in stalling for time because you can always just pause it. So, we'll do it in 3, 2, 1, click.
And?
Da-doom. There we go.
Netflix logo.
The da-doom always doesn't add up, so I hope you're not adding up the da-doom. But it's close enough.
Yeah.
And it is here on Leap Day 2020.
Oh, it is Leap Day.
And it's been, I think I've only seen this episode, I might have only seen this episode twice. The initial viewing, the time I did it for Winds Howling, and then again now.
Ooh. She just throws it down. Skellige. Like, no big deal.
Yeah, she just drops it.
It's fine. I didn't do it. You caught me.
I didn't touch that. Skellige.
Oh. This is when the people she used to, like, play games with recognize her.
Yeah, that's at the very end.
Sorry about that. Yeah. Spoiler.
Well, I hope you have already seen this. You're not watching this for the first time. If you are, then...
Sorry about that.
Well, if you are, then you're dumb for doing that.
Rude. Oh, stirring.
Stirring music, plays. Is Geralt? Stella's over there.
So, wait. Geralt, in the end, just got in their fight. Where she's like, fuck you. You made a wish with the djinn. I don't want to see you anymore.
Well, that was the previous episode.
Right, it's the previous episode. I'm sorry. We don't know how... Yeah. I don't know how much time has passed between this.
I'll admit, I don't look at the official Netflix timeline because it throws off my timeline from the books.
But we can be safe to say that he is a little distraught about Yen.
As he does, he's moody. And this is the actual mouse sack. This isn't Doppler mouse sack.
Yeah, this is for real. Timeline.
Geralt grunts softly. There you go.
Is that what it said? Oh.
Oh, yeah, there's going to be coughs, too, because, you know, we got the little bit of the sick.
All of it's a he safe. He. Nope, it's a girl.
It's a girl.
Yep. Ooh, awkward.
Calente.
So awkward. Yes. Yes, I have.
Get that little bit of exposition delivered.
Because I've seen the... Yeah, there you go.
Nilfgaardians. Yeah, where's y'all scouts at? Where the hell aren't y'all ready there?
Okay, to keep our family safe, but, like, really?
Yeah, then why'd you go out to meet them in battle? We got your ass kicked. Ooh.
Ooh. You're like, well, you were. It's pretty much, sorry about that. You were definitely followed. Let me handle this shit.
Assassins.
I mean, it's like,
it's interesting that they have that where it came from in this world, because in our real world, assassins came from Hashashins during the Crusades. Islamic group Hashish called themselves the Hashashins.
You just pull history shit on us right now?
And that's where assassins come from.
Okay.
At least that's what I'm saying.
Ooh. I mean...
Hashish.
I think what kind of makes him more badass right now is that he's not only like... Because definition of Witcher is more of like monsters, right?
Of him Who he fights?
Yes.
Yeah, he's like a monster hunter.
But yes, he's a monster hunter. But right now, he fucks up legit people.
Oh, well, yeah. I mean, he's fucked up the legit people. Yeah, the whole season.
I know. Right. It happened in the first episode or whatever. Well, I'll
take it back. He actually doesn't fuck up people here. He realizes I'm going to lose this.
Right. But it's still the same fact of the fact that most people see a Witcher as a monster hunter. But no, he's a legit, like, he technically is an assassin. Like, he could go fucking kill people if he wanted.
I mean, obviously, he couldn't kill all these. He doesn't think he could kill all these people or he would do it.
True.
Which, again, is just one of those things you have to look at it and be like, okay. He knows. He can't kill 5 or 6 knights, but he can kill 5 or 6 bandits.
Right.
Because, yeah, right there, if he could kill them, then he would.
Right. But you know what I'm saying? Like, he's not just a monster hunter. He can legit, like, fuck up people.
Yeah. He's been doing that for show. More underestimating.
Ooh.
You go.
You're right. Yeah.
Your Majesty. That makes it okay.
Yeah, that's like a my bad.
No,
like,
that's the royal equivalent of saying, just saying.
Like, I talked out out of my position.
Yeah, say whatever you want. I'm just saying.
And she's like, oh, fuck.
If you want reports from the ML Pass every hour, why the hell did Geralt get there quicker?
Hey.
So Cirilla,
ooh,
would be basically 11 to 12 years old.
Till you sent 8 men to kill me. Ooh. Damn. I just don't understand, like, she didn't want him to come back. So why is she, like, threatening him with, like, a, you didn't come back? She didn't want him to. She wanted to raise her as her own.
Why?
Like, why is she... I get because she thinks he's, like, going to, like, call his, like, destiny and take her.
Well, that's the point.
But why is she going to be like, you were never here from the very beginning? Well, yeah, duh.
Because he was.
Like, isn't that the point of it, though? Isn't that the point of, like, a law of surprise? You claim it whatever you fuck you want? No,
but he's made it known the whole time he wasn't going to come back.
He wasn't going to come back. Yeah, okay, that makes sense.
He didn't want anything to do with it. And that's why she's like, why are you here?
But at the same time, they're like, were you not going to raise her as your own?
What, obviously she didn't plan on it. Her parents died.
Well, yeah. So he's like, let me take her away. We'll go hide.
Pavetta. Yeah, y'all's royal family has done a shit job of promulgating. Is that what it is?
Like procreating and like keeping the bloodline?
There's another word for that I'm thinking of. I think I'm butchering it.
No, you weren't. No, you won't.
No, you weren't.
No, you weren't going to. I was going to say, no, you weren't going to.
I like these little minstrel plays. Or puppet plays. Whack. Devil puppet.
Ooh.
Yeah, not very inconspicuous here.
Not in the, like, bright blue royal cape thing.
Like, hey, dumbass, you can't just take shit, you spoiled brat.
But, I mean...
Yeah, the guy's like, oh, shit.
But it's right. A freaking... A stolt. Oh.
He's like, well,
but
shit,
that's it
take
for
the whole
like,
lot.
Yeah, I would have taken all the fucking gloves.
Well, she's not very smart. She doesn't know any better. Obviously, she would
true.
Sell it. Is that glove symbolic of throwing her old life behind?
Is that what it is?
I don't know. Why else would they show it? Come with me, child. Okay, I'll go, but only if I get clipped. I don't want that goddamn clop.
Space on the floor to sleep. That's a thing that would be attractive.
Well, with that, with sleeping under the stars, I suppose, would be worse. Yeah. You got a roof over your head.
Yeah.
I guess you'll take that as a yes.
She's like, eh. I'm not sure. She's like, nah, fuck this. This horse looks way better. I'm going to take this horse and just fucking go.
I'm out.
I guess
so yeah, this was another thing, too. This is all completely show created. Geralt was not in Syntra during the fall. He did not come back to claim her. So this was an addition that he was hearing. Calanthe tricked him.
Wait, thought they tricked him.
Well, I mean,
they tricked him for all 5 minutes.
Well, they tricked
him,
in
the show, they tricked him.
Well, they tricked
him
until he found out. Yeah, but they tricked him. Although he doesn't really believe it, I guess. That's why he went to go look. False Ciri.
That's just awkward. Dun, dun, dun. Like, I feel like even then, like, he's not 100% convinced. I mean, look at his face.
No, I mean, I think he does, but then he realizes here, like, something is really wrong. His bullshit meter's going off.
Well, I mean, he wasn't expecting her to be like, hey, hi, like, give her a hug.
No, but he can tell that she's not,
that she's like
stupidly nervous and not in a,
well, I mean,
like, she's scared and not in a, oh, I'm about to leave.
Honestly, I feel like that's exactly how Ciri would have been, like, stupidly nervous.
No, I think she would have been pissed off and angry, not scared like that. She would have been
like,
why the
like,
fuck
legit
am I?
Legit scared.
Yeah, no, that right there was like,
I'm
way over my head.
Yeah. I'm not sure what just happened.
And that realization there, he's like, hold up. Hold
up.
He's
like, say goodbye to your friends.
Let me go see your friends.
Why would you have friends, like, as who you are? Oh, look at one magically opens for him.
What, the door?
Mm-hmm. Right? I mean, magically opens and then...
Well, wouldn't that be... Maybe that was her leaving?
But, the door opening. Did she go through it?
Well, I mean, he follows her out.
Did we see her go
well,
through
no, it? Well, no, I'm saying he follows through here. I would think
he
Well,
then he just grabbed his Witcher necklace.
Yeah, but that goes off for magic.
Right.
It doesn't buzz for any, like, intuition. It buzzes for magic. Beasts, magicians, sorcerers, anything like that. Any kind of magic going on. Although it is weird they did show him grab that.
Right? Like...
Yeah.
Oh. He's like, Your Highness.
Yeah.
Okay. That's awkward.
Look, well.
I'm sorry.
That's
wait,
the
what?
Face of someone that done been duped. Look back, and they're not there.
He's not there. So weird.
Want to play a round of Gwent?
No.
Oh.
Ooh, he awkward.
Does he just have unfettered access to this
Apparently.
Whole fucking castle? Which will be sooner rather than later. Haha.
Hedgehog. Oh, bullshit. That is not why she's dead.
Well.
From what I know watching the show, that's not why she's dead.
Oh.
Thank you.
We don't have a navy.
Do we have a navy?
Well, they should
and
have it because they're on the border. But
wait,
no,
and
there's...
me because you're really that.
That's
oh,
what I said,
says a witcher.
Yeah, the arrogance.
Oh, bitch.
You didn't. Good words, but I'm not sure
you're,
if your actions really did that.
But you're sending her to death. Like, he knows, like, she's going to die if you don't do well.
Laura. That Laura. That's the name, Laura Surprise.
But they don't know she's special, right?
Who?
Ciri?
Calanthe doesn't know?
Yeah.
Well,
She hasn't showed she like knows powers, that the blood quote is unquote. There. But the back, yes.
I mean,
you know what I mean? She's like, even she with Pavetta, she was like, I didn't know you had these powers.
She does it, and in the first episode when she does it, she's sending her away. The reaction is just like, yeah, I don't think that's the first time it happened.
Okay, but the point is right now when she's like doing this to Geralt and all of that, she does not know. She has the assumption she probably has powers, but they've not been seen.
I don't know.
You know what I mean? Like, because she would have been like, yes, go. Let him take you away. Bring him.
Get trapped, son.
Bring her back. This is just...
Ice twist.
He's like, sure, I'll hang out here. Don't worry.
Oh, shit, that's right. This is Yen and Nazir. Vilgefortz coming up. And Istrid back.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, well, this is good. Any Yen, Istrid...
Is, yeah.
Any Yen, Istrid, and Vilgefortz is good.
Yen's just...
They're in Nazir. Look, they're giving people work. Sure, it's probably slave labor, but they're working. Well, they did have slaves in the book. Nilfgaardians had slaves. But they don't say that they're slaves here, which is good. They don't need to have that in the show. But they're basically slaves.
I really love her and her, like, even, like, looking right there, you're just, like, sitting here thinking, like, she's like, oh, my God, those people are slaves.
Yeah.
When that's, like... Kind what of. She was.
We got safe passage.
Just like,
mind your business.
Bye. Go tell them I'm here.
Straggly bearded Istrid.
But still so good looking.
Hello, Yennefer.
Throw that out
there. They allow my research. I wonder how many a Nazi doctor said that are the ones working on the A-bomb.
I love this.
Killing all those people.
No, but putting them in camps. They allow my research. Her eyes at him and just kept walking like, okay, yeah, sure. Whatever you say.
Whatever, bitch.
It's like I'm not listening to you.
Drink that Nazirian ale. And now we're getting the pro Nilfgaard side that we have not gotten before. We probably won't get since.
I love this. They get the same thing, the shit that I just drank.
They bought in.
Huh. So he's calling her boring?
No. That's why she said, no, it's not. He's saying without you is better.
Yeah.
Boring is better.
Boring's better.
You're not boring, but good Lord. You're better.
That's a lie. She doesn't.
Yes, she does.
Does she?
She's not bullshitting here, no.
You don't think?
No, she realized, hey, this dude's better than Geralt.
Is he, though? Or is it just because she's mad at Geralt?
Well, at this point now, yeah. No, it's clearly a rebound. But she probably does remember, like, oh, this dude literally, like really
loved
liked
me before I was...
accepted me for all this, and I might have fucked something up. So let's go back to the way it was. And he's like, slam on them brakes, son. Rook is a mage.
Oh. But you want to be with me. Oh!
Wait,
God, that's my favorite.
Isn't this supposed to be? Oh, no.
I think that's my favorite part. She's like, I have had everyone. What of it?
But this is supposed to be like 20, 30 years later. People don't age. Seems like Yaskier. And him, they don't age. I think that was confusing to a lot of people. Like the timelines.
Yeah.
Because it's supposed to be like 20, 30 years, right? At least. So even if Istrid was supposed to be... What?
Sorry. There had a moment. He's like, only one who've like seen your power.
Oh, they're about to have another one.
He ain't about that moment.
Oh, he's about it, yeah.
No, he's trying to.
I'm saying he's about his moment.
I mean, he's trying to deny it for sure.
Oh, he's just setting it up.
To be wanted more?
No, yeah, harder to fall. Oops, I just hit the table. She knows.
Uh-huh. It's like, okay, so I'm here now.
Yeah, because she
and
did
then
it.
It's like a... Ooh.
You did it. Now you come crawling back when you're at your lowest moment, and I've gotten over you. Ooh, Struggleboar. Some bitch. Forget about the girl.
That's not what she chose, though. She chose having like a baby.
She chose power. I'm the biggest yen defender, but she absolutely chose power. That's all she's talked about. The power to regain that other power.
Oh, okay. So it's power to be able to do that.
At least you kept your eyes. He says that. At least you kept your eyes. In other words, I like the old you. The original you.
And then that was the same person, though.
Here comes
like that same person wanted power, though.
Here comes Big Daddy Vilgefortz sliding in. Ooh, time to make my move.
His loss.
And she's like, what the fuck?
Piss off.
Who the fuck is you? There you go. Who the fuck is you?
Ooh. Bye.
Dun, dun, dun.
Why are you whispering?
That's a big name.
So even right now is an issue for mages just be out in the open without like an actual leader that they're under.
Nilfgaard conscripted mages. If there was a mage in Nilfgaard, they got them and be like, you're
on our side.
For us.
Okay.
Yeah. And you can't alter your image at all.
Why?
Nilfgaard didn't allow it.
But they can right now.
The show might be different. In the books, Nilfgaard does not allow mages to change their appearances.
Okay, but show right now, like Yennefer could change her random fucking person.
I don't know how they're doing in the fucking show because she's the only one that's done it. Every other mage she was with looks exactly the same now as they did before.
True, you're right.
So apparently only she's done it, but they make it seem like everyone else has.
Right, okay, you're right. Because like Triss and all them, like,
they look exactly the same. Well, yes. Triss didn't train with her.
No, but what's her name?
Sabrina Frangilla.
Yes, Sabrina Frangilla, yeah.
Yeah, they look exactly the same. Sabrina might have been a little enhanced.
Nope, she's like, nope.
Girls, crying girls.
Well, she's about to.
For the third time, hold up. No. You inferred the rest.
And I'm gonna...
Not lies, just more
misconceptions. God, I fucking love her because of that shit right there.
It's like this whole fucking place. God damn it.
It's just like, why did I expect more? Or less? Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah, we're going to get the acid trips coming up here.
Do you know how many people would blink if you died?
Little piggy, who you crying for, little piggy? 4 marks. Less than a piggy. This is the person in control.
God. God, that's adorable. Like, you try to kill yourself and that's adorable. Fuck you. That's
adorable little piglet. Uh-oh.
And it's just random girls. What
the hell's going on? yeah.
They're like, yeah, yep, we agree, but.
Yeah.
Nope.
Well, she has. Mm. For like 30 years or whatever it was.
Yeah.
And then they're like, ooh.
You're just like, hey, mind your manners.
We got some questions.
She's like, this mirror broke this shit.
Yen's music plays.
This is her music?
I think so.
Like it only plays for her?
I would assume so. Most shows do it. I'm pretty sure this is hers. Like, Geralt has this theme and this, some kind of woodwind, whatever that is, I think. Like a fucking oboe or some shit. They're not about to. They're about to hit some acid. Beautiful now. Like, I like to dream. Right inside a sound machine. On a magic carpet ride. So we need to play the magic carpet ride song.
It's like to control everyone.
Well, you don't know where we can find. Oh, yeah, why don't you come with me, little girl, on a magic carpet? Shut up!
High off of them.
You listen to everything Miss says? Yeah, and get high.
See colors.
Yeah, drugs are bad, okay? Drugs are bad. Yeah, the ceiling's melting. I can feel anything. The colors. The snozzberries taste like snozzberries.
Oh.
Here's the thing here. Listen. Yeah, it's overrated. Says the gorgeous woman. Oh, being gorgeous is overrated. That's like rich people being like, oh, being rich ain't that good. Having all this money. Look, it's not that good.
You don't think that's her like being like, I wish I wouldn't have done that because now I gave up the fact that I can't have a child.
I don't want to hear ever, no matter what, from somebody who was good looking, muscular, in shape, to tell me that's overrated. Same as I don't want to hear a rich person say, look, having all this money is not that great. More money, more problems.
Okay.
Shut the fuck up.
Okay, but let's look at it from Jennifer... Not Jennifer.
I don't want to hear someone with hair telling me, oh, hair ain't that good. Don't worry about hair. I'm serious. I'm being serious. Like, you don't say that down. You don't tell someone, this girl's got half her face burned.
You don't...
What?
Nothing.
That's what I'm saying. Like, you're right. I'm sure there are things, and you're right. I wouldn't do that. But I don't want to hear that from the other thing.
But it's not like those girls aren't pretty. The one girl has, like, a scar on her face, yes.
But, yeah, but the other ones are Hollywood, aren't. And everybody's pretty. They're probably in the script, they were, like, three homely girls or something. But even that girl right there, you take those scars away out of makeup, she's probably gorgeous.
No, she's probably gorgeous.
That's Hollywood, right. Everybody is. Especially this show, men and women. And I'm not complaining. Everybody's damn good looking.
But
the Witchers they've announced for next season?
I'm just saying, like.
Damn. I get what you're saying.
It's.
But
yes.
I still stick with what I'm saying, that you don't tell somebody that.
But it's the like egocentric thing of everyone. If someone said, I can fix every discrepancy about you, would you do it? Like, that's the ultimate question. Would you do it? If someone said, I can...
Are we doing like a Mephistopheles thing where I say yes and then all of a sudden my foot's taken from me or something?
No. Well, okay, you're right. Something is taking from you. Jennifer's ability to have children was taking from her. So we'll put that on you.
I'll give that up.
You don't care. You're right. Okay, but you know what I mean? Okay, how about this? How about it was a, I cannot give you your hair back, but I can, anything else you want about you, done.
Okay.
Would you do it?
Sure.
Okay, it's the same thing.
I know. But I'm saying,
so it's not fair to be upset with people who have all of that.
No, but don't tell me it ain't that great. That's what I'm talking about.
Oh,
don't
okay.
have the gorgeous woman saying say looks are overrated. Yeah.
Okay. So you'd be, if you didn't have hair, but you had everything else you wanted, you'd be
if
like,
somebody
I'm happy.
Came up with long flowing perfect hair and I just was like, damn, man, your hair is great. And he's like, man, it's overrated. I'd be like, shut the fuck up. I don't have goddamn hair.
But it is though.
But you don't tell somebody like me that does not have it. That it's overrated.
Okay, so it's
don't tell a person living on the street who's homeless, oh, yeah, having a house.
But
dude,
it's
it is
okay
a
if they have
the
it.
Ass
so
upkeep.
If someone tells me, like, oh my God, I love your hair, it's perfect, but they also have hair, it's okay for me to tell them it's overrated.
If anybody's still listening, we should probably stop. Because I think we've made our both of our points. And we've skipped over this great scene.
Do you want to remind it?
We're going live.
But she
this
just.
This is a great line right here.
Yeah.
You ruined one life. Stop there.
I mean, but that's the first time she showed up was just right there.
Yeah, because she knew fucking Yennefer's causing trouble. And by then, she'd obviously probably heard that she was back. Failure. Hey, they got to pay them bills. Yeah.
Ooh.
You let the walk on the basketball team. They got a 4.0 GPA. Their dad's a donor. Little doctor, kick some money in.
Shh.
Who cares if they can't play for shit? So we did.
It's happening.
War Council.
And Triss.
Triss Marigold.
Look at you. Oh.
Monadol. Sintra. Is to fall.
But she ain't invited.
She invites herself. Got the sickest burn against Vilgefortz is coming up here.
Uh-huh. Oh.
Here it is. Silly costume.
Oh. And?
Curse of the Black Sun. Map. Nazir.
Oh, and...
Did she hear all? How'd she hear all that? How'd she know what they were talking about? That door was closed. You supper. First mention of Emir.
So Emir
is a Nilfgaardian emperor.
Okay. But he's
the
new.
The white flame dancing
the white flame.
On the barrows.
Okay, that's what I was asking. Is the white flame
of his enemies? Yeah, he took back. He overthrew the usurper. Who?
So, if that's what she's, oh, Fringilla neglected it all. Okay. So there's
flame.
Still mage leading everything.
They still never say that the white flame is actually Emir, but it's supposed to be. But they never actually say that. It's almost like the white flame
maybe
is
maybe they
the
just
church.
Haven't brought it up yet.
That's what I mean. I don't
it's
know.
It's going to be like a big like second season thing.
Necromancy. Ghost stories, yep. Our Eratusa, it's a joke. Well, now we're going to slow Sintra being slaughtered.
I would say, but it already, like, it's happened.
I like how it's juxtaposed here.
Oh, is
we have
it
a chance
like,
of
supposed to be
look,
like...
Saying we have a chance of saving it in
but
the
but it's happening right now?
Yeah, that's what we're made to think.
Okay.
But it's just to juxtapose her saying, look, we're here to save them, but they're slaughtering
but
them
but she's doing, like, it's happening right now.
Because, again...
This is it's, him meditating, right? Or what's
much.
It called?
No, it's meditating.
Okay.
Yes, vote.
Ooh.
Haha. She's still hearing that.
And she's like, yep, fuck you. But and that's just like more of like a fuck you for her. Oh,
to say it's like, oh god damn it, someone get a muzzle,
bitch,
right here. Strigobor, he's just pointing. Look there, there, there. She said it. He's like fucking ratting on her.
And she's just still staring at him. I love it.
It's true.
Yeah, someone in the background. It's true.
An extra got a word in. Can I get an amen? Hallelujah. Dun. What's the decision?
I love that. It's like, Yennefer's like, okay, you're legit. Like, she's like, I fucking hated you, but, like, yeah. You have, like, you're, just, you stand just, for something. No, you stand for something.
Yeah, but she also just fucking hates Strigobor.
Well, I mean, probably.
Istrid. Well, he talked, remember, that's who's talked Istrid out of giving up on Yen. He just said that. The Strigobor talked me out of it.
Yeah.
Said, forget about her, concentrate on your work. So she's especially heated.
Right. But it's, I mean, I'm going to give her the benefit of the doubt of, like, Yennefer having, like, a connection and being like, all right.
So what's Yen going to do? Ugh.
It's done.
Then I got
like you're
fuck
fucked.
All.
Because it's yeah, it's a done for thing.
Man, I ain't going. I don't care.
Do it for me. Like
appealing to the last strand and the pleas.
Yep.
Well, it's close to
no, bended
knee.
Appealing to
get.
The last look, like bit.
As she looks down, like okay.
Like I like.
Ha ha.
God, and it just makes you feel like say. She's like fuck you.
Yeah, she's like okay.
The Nilfgaards will breach the castle.
Your nadir.
And he's just like meditating. He's like, the fuck is going on? Or it yeah. is a, it's I knew this noise. Was going to happen. Are we done? Okay, it's time for me now.
Whoop.
Cool.
I knew this day would come.
Motherfucker.
Well, he grabbed the right guy, I guess, that had the keys.
The keys.
Good thing he woke up right then.
And my armor's gone. I'm chill with that.
Hey, you need armor if you don't get hit.
Yeah, good point.
Just don't get hit.
The Witcher. He's still here.
Hey,
which we didn't know
that. The first episode. They didn't say that.
Well, they just said The Witcher.
I don't know. I'm saying they didn't say that the first episode. Oh. All I do is say he's in the stables. Man, he's gone.
He's in the stables. He's still here. He'll protect
gone.
Her. He's in the gatekeep. Cool.
Yeah, that's pretty much it.
Shh. Go gatekeeper get him. Fucking protect her. Motherfucker.
Stop playing the pronoun game.
Girl, you did. Everyone did. It's fine.
Well.
She know.
Well.
See, that's why she's like, hey, go. It's time. It's time to go tell everyone else to go kill themselves. Like they did in that episode.
Yep. It's time.
Yep. And she's like super confused because it's, here you go. Here's all the kill yourself potions.
Savela.
Poison, whatever it's, whatever.
Yeah, the poison.
And he's like, nope, sorry, he out. You should have come a little bit earlier.
Witcher's gonna witch.
Bye, bitches.
What? Quick.
But what's kind of cool is, like, how many of the soldiers he did kill without actually, like, in the
only
like,
thing there
he's
is.
He's not actually protecting Syndra.
For the realism. Like, he slashed that one guy, you could hear it, like, got his neck in the opening. Yeah. But other ones, he's, like, slashing him across the chest. The point of armor is you can't slash. You have to pierce.
Do they have armors on?
Yeah, they're wearing that Nilfgaardian armor. But he ends up putting a knife. But that was, like, a dagger, I think he did. But, yeah, you can't. The point of armor is the hack. You can't hack and slash that.
Yeah.
Unless you find. You have to pierce the opening. Like a Rundle dagger or something.
Oh, that was the moment source. She realizes, like, oh, she's special. Like, you have to go now. Yeah, like, you gotta go. Yep. That's like,
yeah, that makes me think that
Before it was Syndra depends on it. Now it's like, no, the world depends on it. Like, you're...
Yeah, but maybe she is her world. Rivia.
Is that like the moment she realizes, like, you're gonna die?
Yeah, she's gonna die.
And he's just, I'm gonna chill right here if anyone fucking comes anywhere near me.
And here comes the self defenestration.
I mean, Dad. I know it hasn't happened in what, probably since Hitler, where he killed himself. I'm just saying, like, I feel like this is a normal thing in this time frame of leaders killing themselves. So that, really? That's not a thing?
I don't ever remember that ever happening.
Really? I feel like...
No. Because you'd be ransomed. You'd be worth a shit ton. And you're still like the king and queen.
Yeah, but is that not why?
No, because the number one thing is you have to keep your line going. And by her killing herself right there...
But is that because she thought her line was safe with Ciri?
Yeah, but that's it. If Ciri dies, then her line is extinguished.
So
I can't think of any time any medieval ruler in Europe killed themselves. No.
I'm just wondering.
Hell no, you're not going to willingly kill yourself. You're the goddamn king.
I don't know.
No. And first off, kings never, like, besieged like that. You never had that. Like, where
just
they're fighting, you're going to besiege the capital. That was rare as hell. Now, you capture them on the field, like in the Hundred Years' War, whatever that fucking... At Hastings, was it John?
Yeah.
John, whatever it was. His dumbass got captured. It cost him a lot.
Tell me what I want to know and you'll live. Oh. He's
religious,
like,
fanatic.
Okay, cool.
There's the piercing armor. Again, that's some shit armor.
He like barely went like that much.
Well, that's
like that was, but that was
oh,
nothing.
Oh, yeah. Got some shite armor, Nilfgaard.
Oh.
That's enough.
So is that like things that mages have told him?
No,
or is that like,
no,
that's like legit,
cultish.
Like religion,
yeah,
cult
that's, they've
shit?
Made them like a cultish fanatics,
gotcha.
Which
okay.
Again is another weird choice.
Makes sense.
Shit about to kick off. And a badass scene's coming up. Ithlien's prophecy.
Or your clip. Oh, she wants to name the horse.
Geralt, remember?
Everyone.
Remember that came up with Geralt when she Renfri asked?
True.
Or maybe it's Geralt asked himself.
But
I thought Renfri asked.
But everyone
anyway.
Talks to a horse.
But that's the point, though, showing, hey.
I mean, I talked to the cat.
She's like Geralt. Nice stick.
Right? It's pretty thick.
Well, she's talking to that horse. She's about to kill it, so.
God, just as soon as you see, like, three people, why'd you not get on the horse and go?
Plot.
Now, you see
four
people, you're like, nah, fucking out.
Oh, it's my friends.
Maybe that's it. Maybe she's, yeah, it's all right. It's we're friends.
Oh, what? I know them.
Anton.
Uh-oh.
And right then and there.
Hey, you ain't no princess anymore.
Ooh.
What about florins? 20 florins. Whoop, get back. Step, get back up.
He's like, yeah, but...
Well, you're about to find out that that might not be the case. You're
like, the only sad part about this is the horse.
Ithlien's prophecy. This is going to play a big thing. Ooh. The time of the sword and axe. Sword and axe is nigh.
So is she saying just this? Or is it just coming through?
Just let it go.
Okay.
The time of contempt. Contempt. And scene.
All right, what were you saying? Lie. Well, the horse.
Yeah, the horse is dead. What were you saying before?
Does she know that she's saying that? Or is that like good. A like through her body type thing?
I don't know. It didn't happen in the book.
Oh, you're right. Okay. That's kind of like my question is, does it fall down and something like takes over her that she like says this thing out loud? Is it in her
head? I'm pretty sure it's like her anger.
But does it say it out loud?
She can't control it. Oh, no, that's clearly in her head.
Is it?
Well, yeah, her lips weren't moving, and that wasn't her voice.
Well, I don't know. Maybe I don't know. That's kind of my question. Well, I get the it's like an internal power thing, but that kind of sounded like is it a spell?
Oh no! Oh, like what she did? No, yeah. It's remember Pavetta.
Yeah, she had that thing where she launched like everybody in this back. One kind of sounded more like a spell of like I'm casting this.
I don't know. It's just their way to introduce the prophecy. It's what Kyre said at the end of last episode.
So what's the prophecy
Was that two? No, was that last? That was last episode. What's the prophecy? Prophecy? She just said it right there. The time world will be reborn with the blood of elves.
Oh.
Which is the next book, The Blood of Elves. What? Time of Madness, that's the time of contempt. Book? That time of contempt is the fourth book.
So when that prophecy happens, is that before or after Geralt meeting?
The prophecy happening?
Well,
technically she is the prophecy.
She is that's the prophecy. What okay, it is. So it doesn't make sense with the whole them meeting shit.
Way back in the day. No, this is Ithlien's prophecy. Again, whole lot of spoilers there. We won't talk about it because...
Sorry.
It has to do with it. But let's just say that's obviously a big thing.
It was a super good lead up episode. Like, it's one of those, like, okay, I'm like, cool, I'm going to watch the next one right now because I want to know what happens.
Yeah, that was only 45 minutes. There wasn't really much that happened. It absolutely is leading up to the next
episode. No, it's a legit lead-up. Yeah. A lead-up, hey, watch the next episode.
Episode. And then the next one, and then season one is over, and it won't come back till 2021. They actually just started production on it, like, last week.
Motherfucker.
And I think they're shooting until August.
Motherfucker.
So if you do like 6 months of post-production, you're looking at about a year from today, which really sucks. Awkward. Because
I feel like you're gonna lose hype.
No, they won't lose the hype.
You don't think?
No, I mean, even if it's only like 2 months late, the hype is there. But I just wished, I was hoping this was going to be a Christmas thing. And that's what was good. I think that's kind of what helped
maybe
make it so big.
Maybe they'll try
for it. No, it's not. It's 2021. Already said. Done and dusted. Right. Yeah, unless they're going to be a surprise and they're like, oh, remember that 2021 thing?
JK.
It's coming out in 2 months. You know, they do that once they wrap up. But no, there's no way they're going to get, if they finish shooting in August, there's no way they're getting 4 months of post-production done.
Yeah.
With assuming every, you know, they're kind of going up, but maybe not. Maybe they're just doing that. But I was hoping it was going to be a Christmas because that, again, was what I think helped make it so popular, was a lot of people were off school. So it probably helped with the younger demo in that sense.
Yeah, but we still have one more episode to watch where we can pull all those final thoughts in. But this was 100% a very good lead into the final episode, in my opinion. Yep. It threw a lot of, it answered a lot, but also just threw a lot out there for you to interpret and like be like, okay, what's going to happen?
Yeah, it did what it does. It set the stage. It pulled all the players together. To go right into the next one. It's an hour of a lot of shit happening.
Ready to go with it.
In there. All right. So, any final words?
No. I mean, again, it was, in my opinion, it was a good episode. It set a lot up for, like, the big finale of the woohoo punch. So, I didn't see anything wrong with it.
Nope. All right. So, that's going to do it. All contact info beneath. at witcherpodcast@gmail.com.
We'll try to get the next episode, the final episode, out soon.
Yeah. And then that'll
since
be
it's been a bit.
And then I'll be back to the books, which I'm sure a lot of people are actually really wanting that. So
boo.
But what?
I'll throw my input in there every once in a while. How about that?
The books?
Yeah, in the books.
Just maybe. Read a random chapter.
If I read it, yeah.
All right, that's it. Bye.
Bye.